The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Miracles are now. They're not tomorrow. They're right now. The first step is you must be born again. Once you're born again, you're alive to God again, and He's talking spirit to spirit. See, that's your potential. Your potential is not in your flesh. See, you can't listen to your human logic, because nowhere in the Bible did logic produce a miracle. Never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. The just shall what? Live by faith. And you and I are to live that way. Miracles are now. Boy, that's a tweet right there. They're not tomorrow, they're right now. I said they're right now. You remember the woman, here was Jesus, he came to the wedding of Cana, and he walked in here, and then the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. He said, well, what is that to me? My hour is not yet come. That's John chapter 2. My hour is not yet come. And Jesus, and she said this, she didn't even pay any attention to it. She said, whatever he says, you just do it. Talking to the servants now. And that's what they did. Notice what he said. He said, fill the water pots up with water. Now, they don't know what's going to happen, but he's telling them what to do. See, a lot of times you don't know what's going to happen, but you just receive by faith what to do. Come on now. And you just do what you do. See, because you don't have to wait on time. You don't even have to wait on time to think. Boy, I know I'll be... Can I go out there? Put that scripture back up there again that you just had there. And so notice what he says here. He said, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots up with water. And they fill them up to the brim. Look at this. And he said to them, draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. All right? And when the ruler of the feast tasted that water was made wine, he knew not which it was. But the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, got drunk, then you pull out that stuff that's bad, praise God. Pull out that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until what? Now, next verse. In the beginning, this is the beginning of what? Miracles. Now, my point to you is that what do you have to do to make wine? You have to take wine, you have to plant the seed. You have to plant the seed, wait on the vine to grow. You wait on the vine to grow, that's a number of years. They tell me about 9 years. Then once those grapes start growing on the vine, then you got to take the grapes. Once you pull the grapes, you've got to take the grapes in and you've got to mash the grapes. Once you mash the grapes, you've got to sit the wine up and let it ferment. And sometimes the older the wine, the longer it fermented, the better the wine. Come on now, y'all used to be. Okay. And the better the wine. But my point to you is look at all the steps that are in between this miracle. Say amen. Amen. So notice what he did. He jumped over all those steps because you don't have to do it in time. You do it by faith. And then he said, you've served the best wine until now. Best wine. Do you know to get the best wine is something like 200 years or something that wine has been kept in those bottles and so forth? And tell me, if one man looked on the internet to see what the best wine would cost. A bottle of the best wine was costing about $320,000. For the best wine. And how much did they have there? They had 30 gallons in each one of the 5 water pots. Now, that's a whole lot of best wine. So I know what they were doing. They weren't going to drink all of that. That was going to be a wedding gift for the wedding couple, because when they drunk that little bit, he's going to take the rest, sell it, and they're going to have plenty of money to live on, because at that time, when you get married, no man or woman's supposed to work for 1 year. They're supposed to get to know one another for 1 year. Come on now. They got plenty to live on. Come on. You got bread coming with this. I'm saying, when you go get your barbecue, don't forget your bread. Supernatural is where we came from. We came from a supernatural God. The world doesn't know this because they're not born again. Yeah. They have to wait on time.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't. Amen. We've got faith. And faith is always when?
Now.
It's right now, folks. It's right now. Isn't this good?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, now, let's look at this, because I'm still talking about Adam in the garden. So, the next thing happens is that in verse 7 of chapter 2, let's go there, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breaths of life, and man became a living soul. Now, one translation says, in the Hamash translation, they tell me, that he became a speaking spirit like God. Now, I shared with you this one other time, and man shared it with me, and I really, really believed it so. He said, when God stood Adam up beside him, angels thought they were seeing double. That's how much man was made like God. And if you go on down here, if you look, it said, let's say, verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge, underline knowledge, please, of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day you eat of it, thou shalt thereof, thou shalt surely what? Die. Now this is where this thing really starts taking a turn of revelation. Because the first thing that happens, let's just look at this. The first thing that happens. He said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Knowledge, the word knowledge, underline it. In the Hebrew, the word is diath, D-A, and you space, A-T-H, diath. And it means knowledge gained by senses. Knowledge gained by senses. So Adam, here's the deal. You eat of this, you're going to be disconnected from me. And all the knowledge you're going to get from then on is going to come through your senses. Now, how is that different? Because Adam was not meant to be led by his senses. He was meant to be led by the Spirit. God is not talking to your flesh. He is talking to your mind, your spirit, rather. Okay? Now, if you look at this, this situation that Adam's in, he then goes here in chapter 3, and they eat of it. Now, if you start reading at verse 6, he said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it's pleasant to the eyes and a tree desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave it also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. Now, weren't their eyes open to see the tree? Okay, so you know something's wrong with that. So what happened? Adam died spiritually. Now, he didn't die in his body for about 900 years later. So, basically, he was a walking dead man, like folk today. They're walking, but they're walking dead. Now, God doesn't want to leave them like that. But the only time they got a choice to live again is while they're walking. That they're going to have to make a choice now. You know what I'd do if I wasn't saved? I'd get saved. When?
Now.
Now. Okay? So there are some definite advantages to this. So now, this knowledge of good and evil. So now, Adam eats of it, and now he falls. And when he falls, all of his knowledge now is coming by his senses. In other words, he began to live a life from knowledge gained from the outside in, from his senses, his five senses. His five senses had to tell him something. You need your senses. You, if somebody asked me what color dress does she have, I say she has a red dress. Well, how can I know that? Because I can see it. But if that's shut down, I can't tell you. So right there, my knowledge becomes limited. And this idea of being able to pick up things from the senses is what the enemy wants, because now he can control what you see. And when he controls what you see, you thought you were looking at this, but he did that, and you saw that and interpreted that way and made a decision based on that, but it was the wrong decision because you were deceived from what you saw. Can I say this? So now here, man is in a bad situation, so he fell. He fell from being the second, now all the way down to under Satan. Now Satan became the god of this world. So what does Satan do? He affects his mind. He blinds the mind. He makes it, why? Because he knows his mind and his senses are the only thing he's got to guide him. But like I said, Jesus came to restore us back to our original mode of operation. Say amen to that. So once man fell, the birth of education began. Because man didn't learn before, he discerned. Education was born. Now, let's look at it. When Jesus came, he restored some things. So let's look at this. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Let's start right there. He says this, but as it is written, this is Apostle Paul talking, the eye has not seen, that's your natural eye. Your ear has not heard, that's your natural ear. Neither has entered into the heart of man, that's a natural part of you, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his what? Spirit. He's now, once you're born again, you're alive to God again, and he's talking spirit to spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man that's in him? See, that's your potential. Your potential is not in your flesh. Your potential, if your potential is in your flesh, Peter never could have walked on that water. Because the potential was in his flesh. And can't no flesh stand on top of water? But it's when your potential is in your spirit, it takes dominion over your flesh and you can walk right on that water. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, y'all messing with me now. Let me. So what happened? So here he's saying that your spirit knows all about you. See, that's why when I pray at the beginning of the year, I cannot pray. I say, Lord, what do you want to do this year? I want to know what you want to do with the ministry. I want to know what you want to do with me. Well, I have to get his plan. Because if I let myself think of my plan, I just want to do something that I feel in my natural mind I can do. Right. When I'm much bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. So God will tell me something, and guaranteed every time he tells me, it seems like it's impossible. But it's not impossible for my spirit, because once my spirit hears it, it loves the impossible.
All right.
Come on. My faith is energized by the impossible.
All right.
Amen. Are y'all with me now?
Yeah.
So I'm planning supernaturally and by faith instead of planning by time.
Amen.
Now, am I getting too deep for you?
No.
Okay, so your spirit knows all about you. Your mind doesn't. Your mind only knows what it's experienced. But your spirit knows all about you, and God knows all about your spirit. You can't listen to your human logic, because nowhere in the Bible did logic produce a miracle.
Right.
You got to come out of there. Come on now. When he tells you, okay, all right, you got that 30-year mortgage, okay? All right, let's get that paid off in 30 days.
All right.
Oh, no, Reverend, how are we going to do that? You're not going to do it with your natural pea brain. You're going to do it with the Spirit of God operating by faith, cutting through time, and making this thing a reality right now. Stop trying to adjust your life according to human reason and what you've experienced back there with mama and them. Amen. Y'all know what I mean by mama and them? Stop trying to run your life based on that. Get to the book and think with the word. Amen. If this Bible says you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you, that's what it means. You look at it and you look at yourself. I mean, just tell yourself you're going to fast for 3 days and watch. Boy, the next thought is Happy Meals. Come on, the next thought, you do it. Because this mind here, it wants to be the boss. Your flesh wants to be the boss. You get saved, your spirit says, let's go to church. Flesh says, riverboat. I mean, it's calling. Why? Because it ain't saved. But it's not the boss. Paul says, I keep under my body. Not I put it under. You got to put it under and keep that rascal there. Now, you can do much more than you think you can do. And don't go in that classroom, I can't work no math. What did you just do? You spoke words that blocked the door to your deliverance. Yeah, 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 yeah. You can't do it. Whatever you think you can't do, say you can.
Amen. Amen.
Say amen to that. Stop confessing curse on yourself. He said your angels are going to be with you, and they're going to be listening to everything you say. And it's illegal for God to do one thing for you, and you're confessing something else. The law of faith says that whatever God will do for you, you won't have to confess it first. So I don't care how difficult it looks, say it. You find a promise in that Bible, get in that promise and meditate that thing. I'm talking about fill up your mind, fill up your heart with that word of God, and then start speaking that thing. It's a law. It's got to come to pass. Woo-wee. Are y'all with me? Remember, miracles are easier than doing things in natural progression of time.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Miracles are not always spectacular, folks.
Right.
You don't have to have no big splash. No dynamite need to go off. Boom! You don't have to do that. Miracles can come on in so easy to you won't even notice they came. Whoa, what happened here? Human reason became the deciding factor of whether something was possible or not because of Adam's fall. Jesus came to reverse that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Here's what Jesus said. It's not me, it's the Father in me. He's doing the work. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering,
amen,
Amen.
Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Here he is speaking about supernatural disposition. All right, let's tell you what I mean by that. Once you get born again, you don't have to pray for peace. You have peace. By faith, you cause peace to come out. So, if you're in a situation, and it's a situation that there's a great deal of fear and affliction and so forth in that situation, you can operate in peace. Watch this. And they can be affected by it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're going in where giants are. Watch this. They'll pull out a file on you and say, now, she used to react when we shortened her check. Come on now. I'm talking about a dossier on you. I'm talking about since you were a kid, somebody been tracking you. You know how the FBI do. They try to get everything. So what happened? I'm saying, how about self-control? So now, one demon talking to another. Now, if you push this button, she gonna cuss you. She gonna cuss. Just push this button right here. She's gonna cuss. Now push it. Watch it. Push it. Push it. Oh Lord Jesus, I thought she was saved. Okay, now just listen to what I'm saying now. Supernatural disposition. Here's a brother. Instead of having temperance or self-control, he didn't have any. He wasn't saved, and he ended up doing 20 years. No self-control. But you're going into a land of giants. They are button pushers. Why? They know you came there to dispossess them. They know you came in there to get rich. They know you showed up to get healed. And if they can just push this button, you'll forget about the healing and cuss him out. No, listen, not you. I'm not saying that's you. I'm using an extreme example. But I'm saying you'll lose it. See, and when you lose it, you lose faith. And faith is the thing to get you to your destiny. Is this making sense to you now? Now, how can you overcome that? The first step is you must be born again. If you're not born again, you can't stop it. Because they are much mightier than you. Put up there, Deuteronomy again. Deuteronomy chapter 7, please, and verse 1. Just put it up there. Watch this. I'm taking you into the Canaan now. Watch this. When the Lord thy God shall bring you into the land where you go in to possess it, and has cast out many nations from before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Havites, and the Jebusites, seven nations, what? Greater and mightier. No human can defeat the devil. To defeat him, you must have the power of the Holy Ghost. Today's teaching is from a series, The Supernatural Church. Now, this entire series carries a key to opening door for miracles. Now, here's an important point you want to remember. Miracles are now, not tomorrow. And that's why a lot of God's people have not gotten into miracles, because whatever they're doing or saying or thinking, they have to bring it into the now, the present. It is never future. It's always now. In the Bible, he says, by his stripes you are healed. Because God talks in the now. He's an eternal God, that everything to him is right now. So the first miracle Jesus performed was in John chapter 2. Now, this is where he changed water to wine. You recall the story. Well, what happened? He told his disciples what to do. Fill the water pot up. And then he said, now, take a dipper and dip it and take it to the governor of the feast. Now, once they did this, that's the Holy Spirit. See, once you get full of the Word, the Holy Spirit then will speak to you from the inside out. We call it rhema. And he'll tell you what the next step is. Why? To release your faith so you'll see the miracle. So when he speaks to you, just receive what he says and do it. Praise the Lord. Say that with me. Do it. Glory to God. Just do it. That's all you have to do, and you'll see the miracle. The announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful four-disc series, and I'll be right back. Miracles are now. They're not tomorrow. They're right now. The first step is you must be born again. Once you're born again, you're alive to God again, and he's talking spirit to spirit. See, that's your potential. Your potential is not in your flesh. See, you can't listen to your human logic, because nowhere in the Bible did logic produce a miracle. Never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. The just shall what? Live by faith. And you and I are to live that way.
Live the lifestyle of the supernatural and experience miracles through your faith now in Pastor Winston's life-changing four-disc series, The Supernatural Church, Volume 1. To order on CD or DVD, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Nowhere in the Bible did human logic ever produce a miracle. Go through it and look at that. You cannot find it in there. Why? Because they're on two opposite sides. That the human logic is over here and faith is over here. Faith produces miracles. Human logic produces reason and intellectual ability, so forth and so on. Now, that's fine if that's where you want to stay and that's where the world is. But for the church to stand out, and to stand up and be counted and do the things that God has called us to do in terms of expanding the kingdom of God, we're going to operate on a higher level. Praise the Lord. I heard one man say that the problems that we have today are not going to be able to be solved on the same level that they were created. Why? We need level two solutions for level one's problems. And God is calling you and me to bring those solutions to pass. Praise the Lord. Well, until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.